We're in the middle of Siman Chav Zayin. We just mentioned in Sif Yud Aleph that the Mechaber holds that you're supposed to keep the tefillin facing the outside, the black part on the outside. And we mentioned that the Iker Kapeda of this is not necessarily the Ritzuas part that hangs down, or even the Ritzuas of the Shalyad that wrap around the arm, but it's Dafka, the parts of the tefillin that tie it on. Whether it's in the Shalyad, it's talking about the part that ties it, the bottom directly to your, the bias directly to your upper arm. And when it comes to the Shel Rosh, it's the ring that you place tautly onto your head. But the rest of it, you should keep the black exposed, dafka for noy mitzvah, but there's no ikr chiv that you have to keep the black part exposed. So if it turns around, you're still definitely yotze, whereas on the ikr parts, if it turns around, you're not even yotze. And we mentioned that there is even a minig to do a tainus if a person left his tefillin like that, and then he only realized it later. There's some people who will even fast as a kapara for having done that with their tefillin. Now we're moving on to the next thing inside Sif Yud Aleph, where it says, Yeshal shel haritzuos sheyu tluyin lefan of yagiu ara tabur o lemala mimen la'at. You should let the ritzuos hang down from your shel rosh until the point that they reach your navel, or maybe a little bit higher than that. That is the ikar shita that the Mechaber quotes. But in Sif Kat Mem, Mishnah Berurah just points out that there is no shir lamata, meaning you're allowed to let it go down longer than this. And then Mimalafi points out that Rabbi Kiva Eger says, and so too the Nesiva says, Nartzasachayim, that the right side should go till the navel, but the left side should go to the chest. Right? It's not that both sides have to go to the navel, but the Torah has a shita that the right side should go all the way down to the mila, and the left side should go to the navel. So that's why you'll find most people have their tefillin at least at that length on the shel rosh, because as we mentioned, there's no shir lamala, there's no problem of being mosif on the shir, and this way you could be yotze according to the tour. Now, back in the Mechaber, how wide do the ritzuas have to be? So, rochav ha-ritzuas shel yad v'shel rosh ka'orech sa'ora lefachos. So if you take a piece of barley with its shell on, but not while it's actually inside the sheath, so that's the, if you take the length of that piece of barley, that's how wide the ritzuos have to be. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, others say a lesser shear than that. Others say that it's just the width of a piece of wheat, which is less than the length of the piece of barley. And you are allowed to rely on this b'shas adchak. That's the sheet of the Arts of Sachayim. So he points out that Achronim say that you should try very hard to make sure that your tefillin should be wider than the minimum shear, and it should even be wider than the shear of the barley, because oftentimes on certain parts of the tefillin shel rosh where you pull on them more, and certainly on the tefillin shel yad where you yank on the ritzuos to try to tighten your shel yad, on those spots it usually tends to wear thinner, and thus if you started with the minimum shear already, your chances of making it to the minimum shear after a few months of wearing the tefillin get less and less. So you should start with the tefillin a little bit wider. The ritzu should be wider than the minimum shear, even the chumrah of ke'orech ha-se'ora. Says the Mechaber, in piches mishir orech ha-ritzuos v'rachban. So let's say you had a lesser shear than you're supposed to for both the length and the width of the ritzuos. Imeinu motzi acheros, if you can't find another set of tefillin, you should wear those until such a time that you can find a pair of tefillin that has the ritzuos of the proper shear. Now, the Mishnah Berurah just points out over here, we're talking about you should wear them, I believe, without a bracha, because you're saying that there's some Rishonim will say that these shiurim are ma'akev. And then he goes through in Sifkat Mem Dalet, what's the minimum sheba minimum that we say that you could still put on the tefillin. So he quotes the shel rosh, the Arts Chaim sheet of the shel rosh, is if you have enough to go around the head, and then at least two tefachim after that. So two tefachim is the minimum shear they should hang down, but less than that you shouldn't make a bracha, but more than that you can make a bracha. And then in terms of the shel yad, so he says as long as you have the width of the chita, you can still put them on without a bracha. But if you have less than that, you shouldn't put them on. You should put them on, but without a bracha. Oh, no, you shouldn't put them on at all, basically. Okay, and then going further in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, Tefillin Shel Rosh, Tov Liyosam Gluyim V'Nirim. You should try to make sure that your Tefillin Shel Rosh are open for people to see. And he points out that in Sefkat Mem Hey, based on the pasuk Baro Koami Arat Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha B'Yar Mimeka, and the Gemara says Elu Tefillin Sheberosh, and he says that even the kesher in the back should be revealed, but the minig is not that way. We have the minig to put our talis over our head, and that's not the minig to the minig that covers the kesher of the shel rosh. But then he goes further in the mechaber. He says Avol Talmid Bifnei Rabo Ein Derech Eretz Legalos Tefila Bifanav. But a Talmud in front of his Rebbe, it's not nice to reveal his tefillin in front of him. He should cover them. And Mishnah Berurah just points out that's talking about when they used to wear tefillin all day. But for Kriya Shema and tefillah, certainly it's mutter. Then the Ramah just ends off the simen. Ubashal Yad, Ein Mahakbin and Gluyim Amachusim, of the Nira Lida Akshav Shein Manichim El Bizman Kriya Shema Shasa tefillah, Tefillah Talmud Fnei Rabo Yachal Legalas Bishal Rosh, Vachain Aminik Shalizar. So that's the Ramah. I mentioned Mishnah Berurah, it's really the Ramah. Sorry. That it's nowadays it's allowed to wear in front of the Rebbe, and we just said that with the shel yad you don't have to be makbid to keep it covered. But we already mentioned the Mishnah Berurah earlier, and the Mishnah Berurah says it again here that the minig is to cover it, in deference to the shitas Rashba as well, that the shel yad should be covered and the shel rosh should not be covered. But b'diavad, he points out in Sifkat Mem Zayin, b'diavad, earlier than that. But b'diavad, if in Sifkat Mem Hey, you still yotzei. Even if you covered the shel rosh.